of year, only in the 60s. As we head through the evening, clouds will begin to increase, but we do stay dry. We're in the upper 40s to lower 50s come early tomorrow morning. On and off showers. The showers will be on the light side for tomorrow. Temperatures in the upper 50s to middle 60s, but we are going to warm things up and brighten the skies on Sunday. Highs then around 85 degrees, near 90 on Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunny and 58 in Washington.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
students against the war in Gaza keeping up their demonstrations at George Washington University. This is Kyle Cooper.
A look at an effort to make live theater even more accessible to the hard of hearing. I'm John Doman.
Fans glad to come downtown for tonight's playoff game at Capital One Arena. I'm Neil Augenstein.
The Dow's up 220 points at 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Pentagon is moving quickly to get weapons to Ukraine just days after Congress approved aid to the country.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin made the announcement.
Pleased to announce today an additional commitment of $6 billion through our Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
The package includes surface-to-air missile systems and other equipment to help Ukraine in its war against Russia. The aid package had been held up in Congress for several months and left Ukraine in a dire situation as it found itself rationing ammunition and other weaponry. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says there's momentum in the talks to end the war in Gaza and return the remaining Israeli hostages. The war has caused massive upheaval on college campuses around the country. This man joined pro-Palestinian demonstrators at UCLA.
It's not peace, love, and understanding like in the 60s. You know, it's the opposite. We condone, you know, rape, torture, and mutilation. As one sign said, by any means necessary.
Josh Falk is a pro-Israel protester at Columbia University in New York.
It's horrible. People are afraid to go to class, afraid to just walk outside, show that they're Jewish, and they have, like, there's horrible things being chanted at them, and it looks really difficult.
As the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump resumes this afternoon, his attorneys are expected to continue to question the former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker. CBS's Errol Barnett was in the courtroom.
Pecker testified that Rona Graff was someone who he witnessed participate in all of this. She's the next witness, and she's crucial because she is Donald Trump's former executive assistant and senior vice president of the Trump Organization. The jury has heard Pecker testify that he witnessed, while he was in Donald Trump's office, Rona Graff entering the room, handing invoices and checks to Donald Trump, of which he would review and then sign.
Inflation remains stubbornly high, says CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
The March personal consumption expenditure index rose slightly more than expected, with the pace of overall inflation rising 2.7%, up from 2.5% in March. The PCE is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve, and there's little to suggest in this report that will alter the current odds of just one rate cut from the central bank in 2024.
Britain's King Charles will resume his public duties next week after his treatment for cancer. Buckingham Palace has not said what kind of cancer the king has been diagnosed with. A strong day on Wall Street to end the trading week. The Dow was up more than half a point. The S&P 500 up 1.25. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
203 on WTOP, Friday, April 26th, 2024. Sunny skies on the cool side, 62 in D.C.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour, the continuing protests and demonstrations on college campuses here in the D.C. region and around the nation over the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. It's been 24 hours since students at George Washington University started their demonstration and were joined by students from American and Georgetown universities. WTOP's Kyle Cooper is at GW.
Dozens of students and others set up an encampment at University Yard and slept here overnight. Then after sunrise, workers set up metal fencing around this green space, and the protest really picked up, going from a few dozen to several hundred. Some students, fearing arrest, moved to the sidewalk, while others stayed put. The protesters carry signs that say, among other things, "Free Palestine," "Stop genocide," and "Cease fire now." At times, dozens of D.C. and campus police have been visible here, but no arrests have been made. The university issued a statement saying students who remain in the encampment on university property face disciplinary action. At GW University, Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Now, the GW student newspaper, The Hatchet, reports this afternoon and in the last hour that university leaders are now threatening the demonstrators with suspension. Social media posts state students could be arrested for taking part in the encampment and risk losing their campus housing.
It's 204. There is a new program being developed on a Maryland college campus to help make it easier for those who are hearing impaired to be able to enjoy the arts. WTOP's John Doman has our story.
It's a research project at the University of Maryland. Timothy Kelly, who's here working on his master's degree, is fine-tuning a program called Capster.
So that you don't have to download anything. It is a single QR code that gets you to a web browser. And as long as you have an internet connection, you're done.
The captioning can be color-coded to differentiate between characters. It can be translated into other languages, too, and all without relying on expensive third parties or giant screens placed next to the stage. He's making the program free for theaters of any size to use, though smaller theaters are the most likely to benefit.
We want there to be very little excuse for theaters to not provide captioning services.
In College Park, John Doman, WTOP News.
An 18-year-old employee of the Arlington County Public School System is in police custody this afternoon. The police department says Matthew Pineda of Fairfax County displayed pornography to three young victims. He had worked in the extended day program at Abingdon Elementary School. Pineda is charged with possession of child pornography along with assault and battery. He is being held without bond today. Police believe there could be more victims. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arlington County Police.
Well, we've been reporting on a possible change in school start times in Prince George's County. It's going to happen. Many students will have new start and end times this fall. The school district announced the new schedule yesterday. It's designed to improve efficiency and ensure safe transportation for students to and from school. 84% of schools will see no change or just a shift of 15 minutes or less. However, some schools will see up to a 45-minute change. Right now, the district has 13 start times and 17 dismissal times. This streamlined process will reduce those numbers to 3 start times and 6 dismissal times.
206, can you feel the excitement for the Caps and their return home here to Capital One Arena for the playoffs? They're down by 2 games to the Rangers in the best of 7 opening round playoff. WTOP's Neil Augenstein is outside the arena. He's been talking to fans.
Some fans started showing up here at Capital One Arena by late morning.
Today, right now, we just thought we'd come by and see everything and scope out some of the fun things to do later.
He and his wife just moved to our area from Minnesota, where they say hockey's an everyday thing.
Most kids play it. If they don't play organized, then they play pond hockey or street hockey.
They were happy to hear the Capitals will be staying downtown. They recently took Metro to a Nats game.
The atmosphere is great. There was tons of restaurants and things to do nearby. We've not been to a game here at Capital One, but we anticipate it, especially as a playoff, it's going to be the same.
Outside Capital One Arena, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
A first for a local community college. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Once again, MedStar Washington Hospital Center is ranked among the nation's top cardiology, heart, and vascular surgery programs, and the only cardiovascular center in the Washington, D.C. region to be ranked by the U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals 2023-24 survey. Dr. Stuart Seides, executive director of the MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, notes, "The entire team feels a genuine sense of pride and accomplishment in this well-deserved and ongoing recognition." For more information about the MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, visit MedStarHealth.org.
208.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather. weather together on the 8th, and we'll say good afternoon to Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
It's construction congestion this afternoon, heading outbound into Northeast DC, I-695, Southeast Freeway eastbound, work zone at the 11th Street Bridge, but again, heavy and slow northbound on DC 295 up to Polk Street and Eastern Avenue, where the right lane is once again blocked. And no refuge if you're taking New York Avenue, outbound heavy and slow out of the 3rd Street Tunnel to Florida Avenue. Only one lane open there at the intersection work. On the Beltway, some slow traffic at times on the Interloop near McLean, Silver Spring, College Park, Outer Loop near Landover, BW Parkway southbound, delays through Laurel. Crash reported near 198. Work zone beyond that was bringing traffic down to one right lane as you got close to 197. That's southbound of the Parkway. Northbound on the BW Parkway and I-95. A couple of minor slowdowns. 270, not so bad. Just heavy near 121. 50's good at the Bay Bridge. In Virginia, Friday traffic heavier northbound on 95. Waves of slowing from Quantico on and off toward Newington and Springfield. Southbound the trip's not too bad. 66 is fine. Centerville, Route 29, southwestbound, delays toward a crash at the Clifton Road, Stringfellow Road intersection. Is it time to upgrade the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for a rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
A very nice way to end the work and school week with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures a little bit below normal for this time of year, only in the 60s. As we head through the evening, clouds will begin to increase, but we do stay dry. We're in the upper 40s to lower 50s come early tomorrow morning. On and off showers, the showers will be on the light side for tomorrow. Temperatures in the upper 50s to middle 60s, but we are going to warm things up and brighten the skies on Sunday. Highs then around 85 degrees, near 90 on Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Just a gorgeous afternoon. We have sunshine, 63 in Hyattsville, 63 in Foggy Bottom, 59 in Northwest D.C., all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP at 210, Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation is closer to the Fed's target, but it's also rising. The Core Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.3% last month. It now reads an annual inflation rate of 2.8%. Hughes Network Systems has opened a combination manufacturing facility on the Montgomery College campus. It's the first of its kind at a community college. It will manufacture satellite gear, but also serve as classrooms. Hughes was founded in 1971 in Rockville. It was acquired by EchoStar a decade ago for $2 billion. Sales of home coffee makers soared during the pandemic. They're still rising. KitchenAid is betting consumers will spend big. KitchenAid is not necessarily a fancy brand, but it has rolled out a line of automatic espresso makers that cost $2,000. It says in the first 2 weeks on the market, they've been selling well. The Dow is up 234 points. The S&P 500 is up 60. That's 1%. The Nasdaq's up 331 points. That's 2%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Save on tropical flavors at Whole Foods Market. Get 5 yellow mangoes for $5 with Prime through April 30th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Coming up, what a night for the Commanders. First night of the NFL draft, they picked up a quarterback. So who's next? WTOP Sports Director and Commanders beat reporter George Wallace is going to join us. 212.
The wait's over, D.C. FanDuel. America's number one sports book is officially live, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports. And for me, I love betting baseball. I like to find games featuring two really solid starting pitchers that are backed by trustworthy bullpens, so I can bet the under. Plus, FanDuel offers so many different player prop bets that are fun to wager on, like strikeouts, total bases, and so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/Big G. That's FanDuel.com/Big G. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call text 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Yeah. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. They've got serious traction to keep me on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. They come in classic, wide, and relaxed fits, as well as a variety of fashionable styles, including athletic looks, so I don't have to sacrifice style for safety. In fact, my Skechers slip-resistant work shoes look so good, I often wear them when I'm not working. Hey, slips can happen at any time, so even if I'm not at work, my Skechers work shoes are putting in overtime. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to CleanOrigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Later this hour, the government works to cut back on the number of food poisoning cases. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Did you know you can return your mail-in ballot at any official Montgomery County Board of Elections ballot drop box or post office? For Dropbox or post office locations, text the word box plus your zip code to 77788. That's box and your zip code to 77788. Make sure to return your completed ballot and don't forget to sign the voter's oath or the ballot will not count. Voted ballots must be deposited by 8 p.m. on Election Day, May 14th. Remember, your voice, your vote.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
2:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
We're getting ready for day two of the NFL draft. For the Commanders, last night was all about the flash. That's because the team selected their quarterback of the choice with the number two pick, Jaden Daniels of LSU. And tonight, the real work will begin as they flesh out their rebuild with five picks in the next two rounds.
Well, joining us live to talk about it, WTOP sports director and Commanders beat reporter George Wallace. George, let's first start, though, with your reaction to Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders at number two. Was there any doubt that he'd be the pick?
I didn't think so, Sean. I really think, and you know, it's Adam Peters said last night that it has been Jaden Daniels for a while, but you don't want to make a decision until you have to. That's what he was telling us, and he told us that last week as well. But once he started watching the quarterbacks, he said it was Jaden Daniels, and it was pretty much unanimous in the building from anybody he talked to, and they did their research on it too. So he said this is a guy that's ready to come in and ready to lead this franchise, and I think they had their eyes set on him for quite some time, and I believe that when he says that yesterday. They did their due diligence, of course. You do your homework, but once they figured that out, I think they were set on Daniels for quite some time.
So what is the secret sauce that he has?
Well, I think he is he's battle tested. He played in the SEC. He is 24. He's shown, and as Peters mentioned last night too, the way his game has grown is that he has adapted to things, and his arm's gotten better. He can throw the deep ball. He can pick apart a defense. So those are all the kind of things that coaches like to see, and he got very high praise from Nick Saban last night on the broadcast, talking because he had to see him at Alabama. And he's a leader, and they talked a lot last night too about his character and a guy that's coming in. And he, as Adam Peters said, he's a man. Don't get that confused. He is ready. He is a mature football player, but he's also a big character guy. And we've heard that a lot about players in this organization. Joe Gibbs used to say that all the time. Mm-hmm. What character guys? And I think that's what this regime is doing. And I think that they found their guy in Jaden Daniels.
Now, as we mentioned, the Commanders have five picks in the next two rounds. That's incredible,
it
really.
It is.
What will they be looking for tonight?
I think they're going to go offensive line, Sean. I think, you know, Adam Peters mentioned last night that there was a chance they had explored the possibility of trading 36 and 40, which are the two picks they have, to get back into the first round if they wanted to go for one of these offensive tackles. But once it got to a point where it wasn't going to work, they kind of just settled on the fact they'll regroup for today. You have names out there, Roger Rosengarten, the offensive tackle from Washington. I know they were kind of high on him. He is still available. Blake Fisher from Notre Dame on the offensive line. Cooper DeJean, the cornerback from Iowa. Just some names out there that I think that they could be looking at a tackle. offensive line and then secondary as well. Two of the positions that they need to shore up. And like to your point, five picks tonight, that's very impressive in the two rounds.
The red carpet and the looks last night were unbelievable. Like the
lots of sunglasses
special,
last night.
Yes, but specially designed suits. The one guy, I can't remember his name, his quarterback choice, but he had like a pink salmon suit on, mm-hmm. and his picture of himself as a kid was inside.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Inside.
I mean, just, and then Cam Newton on the red carpet with the hat. And
oh, yeah, it's a
production
spectacle.
Level is unbelievable.
275,000 people last night in the draft in Detroit.
Wow.
Roger Goodell said. Didn't they say they closed the gates, too?
That's like a record. At some point? Yeah, they had to shut it off. So it is a spectacle, and you got to look good. If you're there, if you're one of the 13 players in that room, in that area last night, you got the dressing room, you got to be ready to go.
Can we go next year?
We have to get custom design stuff. Well, we can't just go like this.
No, we're never going to go like this. We've got to make it happen. So the call is out there. So people, design us something.
If we're going to do it, we got to go. We're going all in.
All right,
what city are they doing it in next year?
Next year's at Lambeau. Next year's at Lambeau, right outside Lambeau.
We're going to have parkers then.
We're working on it. We got to get the draft here in D.C. on the mall. Let's start
that. That'd be great.
That'd be fun.
Thanks, George. WTOP Sports Director and Commander's Beat Reporter, George Wallace.
Dine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Beltway, Montgomery County, Interloop before Colesville Road. Brand new crash. Fire rescue arrived on the scene a couple of minutes ago. They are blocking the left lanes, and we're watching them in camera right now. They're actually holding traffic. And usually what they do here with all the crashes that happen on this part of the Interloop is they stop traffic, move the damage from the left over onto the right shoulder, and that is what they are doing right now. So you're coming to a near stop at Georgia Avenue. It'll be stop and go when you start moving through Silver Spring on the Interloop. Right now, all traffic briefly held to get the damage out of the way into a safer spot on the Interloop between Georgia and Colesville. 270-95, okay. BW Parkway southbound had a crash reported near 198, the last of a work zone getting cleared. DC 295 slowly getting into a work zone near Eastern Avenue. The right side is still blocked. In Virginia, just heavy on 95 northbound, slow at times from Quantico on and off to Springfield. Beat the clock this Saturday, 9 a.m. for Ashley's biggest discount. Save up to 30% off your furniture purchase. This Saturday at Ashley, visit homestores.homes for participating locations near you. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Well, let's check in now to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Steve Rudin is joining us now. Steve, take us through today. Beautiful day once again.
Oh, it is so, so very nice out there. And we have 64 degrees downtown D.C. right now. There's a gentle breeze. It's not humid and it's sunny, at least for right now. Temperatures are going to stay where they are this hour, pretty much for the next couple of hours or so. Then they'll start to fall, moving through the evening and into the overnight as clouds begin to increase from the west. This is all ahead of our next weather maker. Mostly cloudy skies overnight. We're in the upper 40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, it's not going to be a washout, but it's not going to be the prettiest of days. Cloudy skies, scattered showers, mainly light scattered showers, and temperatures anywhere from the upper 50s to lower to middle 60s. We make a big turnaround as we move into Sunday. Could be very warm out there, or it will be very warm with temperatures 82 to 87 degrees. And by Monday and Tuesday, could be looking at our first 90-degree days of the year. Chance for storms late Tuesday, all part of a cold front. 61 in Fairfax. It's 64 downtown, as mentioned, and 62 in College Park.
All right. Thanks so much. And we are brought to you this afternoon by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
It's 221.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Choose to partner with Comcast Business to get the fast, reliable internet you need to power your business. Sign up for a gig speed bundle today and get an $800 prepaid card. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5-6-24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with gigabit extra internet, security edge, one voice line, and connection pro or Wi-Fi pro with 2-year agreement. Call for details.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is WTOP News.
223.
New numbers on personal spending and income in our country. More now in the Federal Reserve report from CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Inflation remains a problem, and the Federal Reserve is unlikely to do anything when it meets at its two-day confab next week. That would leave short-term interest rates at 5.25% to 5.5%, a 23-year high. If inflation continues to stay above the Fed's desired rate of around 2%, it is unlikely that they will cut rates anytime soon.
It was the third straight month the index has outpaced the Fed's 2% inflation targets.
Britain's King Charles will be back to public duties next week. Buckingham Palace reports the king will visit a cancer treatment center next Tuesday. That'll be the first of several visits in the coming weeks. It's been almost 3 months since Charles took a break from public duties to treat his prostate cancer. Also on his schedule in the coming months, hosting a state visit by the Emperor and Empress of Japan. That comes up in June. The palace is not giving any sort of update on King Charles' health or how his cancer treatment is going.
Well, this likely won't go over well with any germaphobes. There's a new push these days to keep ourselves dirty.
Take a shower every day? You might want to take a cue from Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
You're putting water on the children? Are you trying to melt them?
We're bathing them.
That's like the fourth time this week. Their body oils are going to be destroyed.
Experts say the famous couple has it right. Washing away the day's grit and grime may make you feel better, but it doesn't do a bit of good health-wise. The way environmentalist Donica McCarthy sees it, frequent bathing is performative, or perfumative, for the sake of what someone else might smell. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
George Wallace here. Capitals, they need a win tonight.
They do, Sean. Yeah, down 0-2, and Spencer Carberry's team returns home to the friendly confines of Capital One Arena. Should be a good crowd tonight as the team facing a 2-0 deficit to the Rangers. He knows he got to put a little pressure on New York.
Everybody's fighting for ozone time, especially this time of year. The key is can you sustain it to now it becomes 20-30 seconds to where their group is tired, they get a puck out, they're just looking to change, and now you're coming quick and you're coming right back on top of them. So now you've set up another shift of being able or enabling the next group of forwards and D to be able to play in the offensive zone.
7 o'clock tonight, see if they can bounce back and get a win. Game four is on Sunday. Rounds two and three of the NFL draft set for tonight as well. Commanders have picks 36 and 40 in the second and 3 third-round picks. Last night, of course, it was Jaden Daniels. The unanimous decision inside the building. He'll be introduced this afternoon.